Drop it.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast, Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the freshly released content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload our latest episode every day at 2200 Central European Time, unless if you support us through our Patreon, then you get the episode the moment we're done recording. Today is October 1st, Season 3, Episode 4. It is release day. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and I'm back with my dear friend, also known as the King of the North. It's Yngwie.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello, my dear friend. Are you hyped?
Confused, but it's very exciting days now. Trying to like navigate which direction I'm gonna go. So in that way, it's a little bit of a hype. It's very interesting to see the way prices are going because they're all over the place at the moment. So interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. Are you sure about that? But I got the same, right? You open packs, there's new objective. You don't have a team yet. You don't know where to look. You don't know the prices. It's exciting and frightening at the same time.
Yeah.
At least for me.
It's like the movie with Sandra Bullock when they're having like the blindfold movie. What's it called?
Yeah, that's a good one. Birch box, something.
Bird box, I think. Yeah, that's like how I'm feeling now, navigating around. I don't know how, I'm not exactly sure what I'm gonna do, but at least I've decided for a starter team that I'm gonna do my placement matches, and I sold a lot of players that I knew that I was not gonna use anyways.
Is that starter team going to be Premier League? Because I've heard a rumor that you packed something awesome.
No. I have already made a hybrid one, so quite cheap. I think when I bought it, it cost me around 19k in total. So that's just, and I'm trying to save up coins and stuff to maybe get some icons or something. That's like usually my favorite way to go.
Yeah, so, icons all the way, straight away.
Well, one player would be nice to get and just try to use that player and maybe upgrade him if I want to continue using that player.
Any players you've been looking at?
I've been looking at several. Of course, I looked at Cantona, but I think he's going to be out of my range. I've looked at Torres. He might be, at least the base card might be doable. And I've looked at Xavi, not sure if I'm going to, he's still quite high, Mr. Xavi. I've looked at Davor Šuker, he looks really interesting, so I'm hoping maybe to try him. He's only 85 rated, but the stats are really good and good work rates. And yeah, of course, it would be nice to try Eto and stuff, but yeah, he's around 4 million, at least the mid card. So that's a little bit over my budget.
Yeah, just a tad, though.
Yeah, also would be cool to get, of course, the inform Ben Yedder, but he was like 155k, and now he's 250, 300k already, just doubled in a day. Now, after people started ripping up those packs using FIFA points, and I can't compete with those, so I need to be careful.
Although, you did pack something amazing even without FIFA points.
That's true. I did one of the marquee matchup SBCs, the Leipzig one, and I got Kevin De Bruyne.
So, day one. I got Kevin De Bruyne. Oh, well. Yeah, I can't really compete with FIFA point players. Yeah, I'm looking into icons. Oh, wait, I got Kevin De Bruyne. I got my starter squad settled.
Yeah, but the starter squad isn't anything special, though. De Bruyne goes for around 250k something on open bid, at least. I'm hoping is going to go up a little bit. But if I get a little bit impatient and see a good deal for an Icon, I might sell him lower than what I had hoped for. But of course, if I get an Icon I really want to use, then that Icon is going to go up as well. So hopefully it will even itself out.
I got a theory, but I'm not quite sure if that works. And since Andrew isn't here, let's just say this is a theory, at least.
Yep.
Because, of course, the PlayStation, we got some content creators and game changers who already had the game before today. Yep. So yep. Prices on Xbox are really fresh, and prices on PlayStation are a bit more settled the last 2 days. And, for example, I packed Oblak, right? Which is, of course, an awesome pool. Can't really complain about that. But on Xbox, he's just 23K at the moment. But on PlayStation, he's already up to 80 over the past few days. So I'm wondering if just hold on to these cards and you can really compare them to the PlayStation price, would they actually rise for the couple when you just hold on for a day or two?
I think they will rise, yes. Because people are now getting more and more coins by opening packs. And of course, people will start playing their placement matches, and that's going to be like... If you're really unlucky, you're still going to be, at worst, you'll sit with 10K if you lose all five. If you win all five, then you suddenly have around 124,000 coins. So you have coins suddenly coming into the game quite quickly.
That is interesting, though.
I mean. Yeah, so there's like, okay, this is like, you need to like, maybe... gamble a little bit, but then also the highest rated ones, just maybe be patient. That's like, should I just go sell De Bruyne and just hope that I can afford an Icon, or should I just wait and get a lot more maybe for him?
Yeah, that's the interesting part.
But then the other prices can rise as well, so I'm like, okay, I just need to I think I need to sit down a little bit and not look at the web app while doing it. Because then you say, oh, suddenly that looks like a good price. And then, So, yeah. But it's fun, though. This is the fun stuff in the beginning. There's so much new to find out of. Build the squad, do the placement matches, and start doing some a few squad building challenges and some objectives. This is really... Then things are starting to be a little bit fun.
Yeah, I don't like this phase.
It's easier when things are settled, but this is a little bit we're gonna see.
But it is interesting.
Running around blindfolded. So.
Yeah, I was going to name this episode something with FIFA 21 release, but probably gonna call it the Bird Box now.
Yeah, you can. Maybe I was thinking the same thing.
No, but in all seriousness, I have no idea what to do. So with these players, I don't know. I mean, I saw Rick Carlson, which I packed 81 rated, right? He went up for over 30K, 29K, something like that. Like, that sounds really high, so just sell him. But for the rest, I have no idea what I'm doing.
But yeah, I would. It's a good price for 81 rated card, at least.
That's interesting. How did you do? How did you feel the game released, at least the early access? How did it went? Did it went smooth or
total crash? I couldn't open the EA Play app; it just crashed, and I couldn't find the game on the Microsoft Store because that one crashed and couldn't load either. And turned off the Xbox and stuff like that, and tried to find it via the Xbox app, but that one wouldn't load anything either from the Microsoft Store. And then someone, a guy posted on Twitter a suggestion. If I can find, because I would like to mention his name, because it at least helped me, because then I could download it and install it. So that was Mr. Unique Riggers on Twitter. Thank you. Just the tweet said, load this page, click login with your EA account, click free trial, and it will load on your Xbox. And then just selected my Xbox One X, and it started downloading that way. So, and then it went quite quick.
Man, that's much better, yeah.
A friend of mine, he couldn't get it get it either via the EA Play and stuff like that. And it was really, he got really frustrated. And I said, just try this one. And it worked for him as well. So I tipped a few to try and use it. And it seems like that was the way to do it then. Hopefully it's the server load on the EA Play is better now for people to easily find it without any hassle and backdoors and stuff like that to be able to download it. It's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, but it was to be expected, though. I mean,
yeah, I was. It's been like that always when they have everything and set for a certain time, then everybody's gonna try at the same time, and this is a insanely popular game. So that was like 99.9% sure it was gonna have problems to get it downloaded.
Yeah.
So, but that's a good thing for EA. It means like a lot of people want to try their game. So that's a good thing. But it's frustrating for us users if they would just maybe release it midnight UK time or something like that. And then some people will start it and then they would tip their mates and stuff like that. And we'll go download now. And then most of the high pressure would be gone when people wake up in the morning and then just try for fun to see if it's up and it's up. And then, yeah, when the official like time is okay, then there was a totally different pressure on the server, then it would be smooth and no crashes and stuff. But, we got there in the end.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the most important. It works now. It's very obvious. It's a very open door. But if you are going to open packs, just do that. Don't do that in game. We've said it before. We're saying it again. Just don't not do that in game.
So. No. If you're planning to move points from FIFA 20, do that. Close down FIFA 21. Close it properly. Exit. So if not, then the counter will continue to go in the background, and then you lose valuable playing time of those 10 hours you have available.
Definitely. Talking about playing time, what is your tactics of spending these 10 hours?
I think the first thing I'm going to do is just, now that I built the team, I'm going to try to set up some tactics on the web app. And I will just go and do the placement matches in Rivals and get those done. And when I have done that, I actually got a draft token in one of the SBCs. Strangely enough, I think I packed two draft tokens on the FIFA 20. So I will do the draft.
That is really neat, though, to start up with that.
Yeah, because then, I don't know, it's probably going to be really hard because the good players and pros are going to do it as well to get packs. But it was going to be a good challenge to try and see how I do, of course, as well. And then hopefully some one or two good packs. So, after the draft, I just closed down and opened the pack on the web.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I'll do that. And then I have to plan a little bit if there's any objectives I can play to get some packs and stuff. You get some coins, I think, for playing matches as well, if you unlock those. So I'll see, and then I'll hopefully try maybe a co-op match with you or something. We'll see.
Definitely, because the co-op matches bring in some good experience as well for the for just grinding for points.
So, yeah,
it's a great way to start off, I think. So
yeah, so that's and then the game is out on the 6th, so I'll try not to spend. I'll play a little bit each day, and then just tinker around in the menus and maybe try to adjust tactics and stuff like that to see. Just play a little bit day by day, because if you just spend all 10 hours in one or two days, then it's going to be really annoying sitting there in the weekend and not being able to play any matches. So I might play a squad battle match or two as well to get those packs there as well. Or I'm just going to try to do the Rivals to get the rewards on Thursday. So that's of course nice as well. You can get coins there, I think.
Oh, that's maybe smart. Yeah,
but game is the pre. If you order the Ultimate or Championship Edition, you'll get the game on the 6th. So then maybe I should just do squad battles until Sunday evening, and then I can just jump on. If I have time left, I can do the rivals on for Monday, because I'll get the squad battle packs on Sunday. Yeah, night, Monday night or something like that. Night, yeah, midnight, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, true. I think that's going to be my tactics, sort of the same, except I don't have a team yet. But I definitely need to play those 5 rival matches. I am thinking of playing them a bit later, but we can of course use the money now. So that's a bit of a, I don't know. But definitely, it kind of hurts for me to say, but I think squad battles until Sunday evening is king. I'm just going to spend all the time I can. Just if I don't mind if I spend all the 10 hours until Sunday evening, get those first rewards going.
Yeah, you can get some nice packs and you get some coins as well from the squad battles. So, which is nice always.
Yeah, I mean Sunday, right? I mean the game is out Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
So if I spend all 10 hours by the end of Sunday, can't play Monday, but that's all right. Just tinker around, trade a bit, or get your team set up for rivals and start Tuesday again. I mean, yeah. That sounds like a plan. Only I have no idea what to do with all the players and stuff. Not yet.
You just need to decide what your starter team is going to be. If it's going to be one league or if it's going to be a hybrid, set a budget, and then just...
Yeah, so I wanted to go Serie A. I said that yesterday, right?
Yeah.
But then I packed Oblak, then I packed Van der Beek, I packed Promes, I packed Carlsen. I don't want to go Premier League per se, actually. Oblak isn't Premier League, but...
I would at least sell Richarlison, and then I would... you can build something around Promes and stuff, because the affordable... you can go Marlon as well from the Eredivisie.
No,
you can't. But
can't use Promise as well. But you know why?
Yeah, I know. So since you're a Feyenoord supporter, so but that's more affordable solution than going Premier League.
Fair, yeah, but definitely isn't a big difference. I mean, I just saw that cards like Diego Costa are like 1,500 coins. And they're really well rounded.
Yeah, but he's
80 rated, now.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's cheap stuff to go around.
Yeah, you can also get Isaac from Real Sociedad.
Yes, definitely.
6'4", high-low work rates, 4-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot. So he looks like a fun player as well. It's cheap, so...
Yeah. choices. Ah, well, we'll get it in the end. Talk about getting it, Ingvi. We also had some content today. I think the fun one, which I can take everyone through and doesn't need much explanation, it's a community one.
Yes.
That started today. Basically, if you get experience in this game, like experience on playing experience, but you get experience from grinding the game, XP, so to speak, you are working towards a common goal, and that is the community events. We know that later on in the season we might have to choose which one we do or for which one we work, but this one is all for everyone works towards this. So if you just play, it counts towards a full total, and we can get some vanity items, which I don't think it minds too much, but this is a good way, in my honest opinion, to show everyone what's the use of this, how this works, and it's just 14 days this one. You just play and eventually everyone gets something. It's fine, right, starting off with this one?
Yeah, it's like there are some tifos and badges and stuff like that. non-items.
Yeah, yeah. Non-really cool. But later on, I think we'll get packs and stuff if we have to choose. But it's a good way to start off and let us be introduced to it.
Yeah.
But we also have some proper content, like old-fashioned style Kevin and Brian delivering SBCs.
Yeah. And we actually got the marquee matchups, which is cool because it's been gone for a while. So that's always nice in the beginning because you get packs and they're not too expensive, it seems, at least if from scratch. According to Footbin, it costs around 35k on Xbox and 23 on the PlayStation 4.
35k is a lot of coins now, though.
Yeah, that sounded better, but not now when I said it. Because, well, I don't know. The prices must be wrong on PC because that cost 370k to do. So I guess those solutions are not really up to date yet. But if you do the marquee matchups, you have 6 days left. You will get a premium gold players pack to if you finish all the four. The first one is Club Brugge versus Anderlecht. You get a small prime silver players pack. You need minimum 3 from Belgium, minimum 5 from the same league, minimum 2 rare, minimum 5 silver, and minimum team chemistry is 75. So, of course, it doesn't sound difficult, but of course it can be. The prices are all over the place, so maybe it's from 5k to 15k on PlayStation and Xbox, according to Footbin. That's a little bit difficult to say, though. The next one is Olympique Lyon versus Olympique Marseille. You get a small Prime Electrum Players Pack, cost around actually 7.5k on PlayStation and Xbox, according to Footbin. Minimum 2 players from Ligue 1. Max 2 players from the same nation. Minimum 3? Does it say 3?
I think so.
No. Yeah, three rare. 3 rare. Minimum 3 rare. It says minimum silver players, so you can't have any bronzes. So you're going to have silver and gold, of course. Minimum team chemistry is 77. And then we have the one I got, Mr. De Bruyne, which gives you a premium mixed players pack. Costs around 5-6k to do. So, not expensive at all.
No, I did it as well, though. My highest rate was on 76. So, just saying.
Yeah. You need minimum 1 player from RB Leipzig or Schalke. Maximum 2 from the Bundesliga. Minimum 4 clubs. Minimum 7 players gold. Minimum team rating 74. Minimum team chemistry is 80. So that's not good. It's doable. But of course, if you're low on cards, then maybe wait until Thursday after rewards. If you're, that will give you some cards and coins and stuff. Last one, Manchester United versus Spurs. It gives you a Prime Electrum Players Pack. It costs around 5-6k to do. You need minimum 1 player from Manchester United or Spurs, minimum 3 players from the Premier League, maximum 7 players from the same nation, maximum 3 players from the same club, minimum 75 team rating, and minimum 85 team chemistry. So that's pretty standard stuff. And as I said, you'll get a premium gold players pack for completing all of these.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I think I can't really say something about this. I mean, they seem all right. I think the Brugge versus Anderlecht looks really complicated, so to speak. Perhaps it's doable. I don't have any silver cards, so maybe there's that. That might be a problem. But I do think like 30k is a lot of coins right now. So I honestly don't know if it's value.
But if you do the cheap ones, the basic ones and stuff like that, you get a few silver players and stuff, I think. So you can actually get, at least get the silver players that way. Hopefully a few. So
that's true. Definitely.
But if you are unsure and you don't have much coins, then I would not gamble on these. I would just save the coins, try to trade up a little bit. So because it's a huge risk to take to spend all your coins already doing that SBC, and still 6 days to go. So
that's true.
Be patient. Be patient.
That's yeah. You're right there. Very true.
So, yeah.
I still have all the others to do. So did not do much SBCs. So, last question of the show, Envy. Which formation is going to be your starting formation?
Good question. I'm starting in 4-3-2-1 for chemistry. So, but I will try different ones. I will, of course, try my trusted 4-4-1-1. I will try the 4-2-3-1 wide at least. I will also try the 4-1-2-1-2. And I'll probably try the just normal cam version of 4-2-3-1 as well to see if any of them fits my style. If not, then I'll try. I think I want to try the 4-3-3 formations because they can be fun as well. Might, if I feel daring, I might go 3-5-2 and try those as well. 3-4-1-2. So
you are very daring here, yeah.
I just have to see what fits my style, though. If I can't like stick on a formation and say I'm not going to try anything else, because if it's going to give me a huge disadvantage, then of course I would have to try to adapt a little
bit. Try to drop it.
Yeah, try to do something more. At least try to get something going.
Yeah. I'm gonna be interesting to see. I'll probably be. I'm in doubt though. I might just go 4-4-2. Quite honest.
It has a fun formation as well, but of course that's quite similar to the 4-4-1-1 as well, though.
Yes, but then I can use at least two strikers, which I normally prefer.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you there. Anything to add? The first day.
There are some people on PlayStation that got the game early. It's going to have a huge advantage, probably going to pick up so many cool cards now, so they're going to have fun. So I'm kind of glad that I'm not playing on the PlayStation 4, at least not now, how things will be for them, because it's going to be difficult when you're starting 3-4-5 days behind with those already having lots of coins. To be able to get some good deals then. If they're good traders or decent traders, they're going to make a load of coins.
Yeah, but it's also the situation we just live in, right?
I mean, yeah, that's how it is.
It bums me out, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, well, I actually...
You're not alone anyways. There's lots of people within the same situation, not starting from behind, trying to catch the pace of the front runners.
That's why. So
just have to be maybe patient and don't take any risks. Just play it safe with the buying and selling and SBCs and stuff like that. Because you don't have to have an awesome team now. It's fine to have it even by team of the year. So just need to have a team that you know that you can do okay with and get some weekend league and rivals rewards.
So, get as many games in as you can.
Yeah, and just try to learn how the mechanics works with the AI runs and stuff like that. So
definitely,
be patient.
I'll be reporting back tomorrow when I have had some time to actually play.
Yeah,
looking forward to it at least. Well, thanks, Ingvi. Where can people find you if they don't know already?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni and on the EA forums at LittleLan95.
And you can find me at Food Coaching, of course, on Twitter, and check out Food Coaching coachingcoach.com for the new coaching options. If you want to support the show, please go to patreon.com/footinreview. We'll offer some cheap, some steep discounts on coaching, but also we'll some making some bonus content and new tactics video are upcoming, which is Patreon only as well. Of course, find the show on Twitter at footinreview. And for today, I'm going to see you tomorrow and I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-T-